And so just settling your bodies now and giving yourself this space and this time to just let your mind drift and your body comfort. So for a moment or two, before we even take those deeper breaths, let's just focus on our breathing, because we rarely actually pay a little bit of attention to our breathing unless we're just taking those deeper breaths. But just for a moment, become aware of your own normal, natural rhythm of your breath. And by paying attention to it consciously, we're sort of giving it its place of honor, appreciating it, thanking it for being here. And then when you're ready now, let's take three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and let go. These most definitely are the deeper breaths that send a signal all around and all through you that this is the time. This is the now time to go within. To go within and explore and discover more about that inner landscape. The one that allows you to find out more, connect more positively, find the positive way, and know that through that experience, more positive responding comes to you. So with those three big deep breaths, and we allow now, once again, eyes are closed and the normal, natural rhythm of your breath occurs. Just gently bring your attention to your feet and let's invite and allow this comfortable sensation. We're giving permission for it. From your toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees and thighs. Each and every breath you're releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Up through the chest, a nurturing sensation flows there, all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you. And just allowing for that comfort, that calm. Right on up into the shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top. Just sort of unwinding, untangling, releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And this comfort sensation now continues, flowing all the way down through both arms, the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing. Each breath drifting deeper. And you can even just really embrace this thought that any goals that you're reaching for inevitably become yours accomplished because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. And just allowing this comfort to continue flowing all around and all through across the upper back as though it just sort of wipes the slate clean. And you can let the day just sort of drift away, like watching clouds in the sky, just floating away now. Going to clear space. And then this comforting with clarity flows down that spine of yours. Actually, while it's calming it, it's also strengthening it. For you are on your path, making your way forward valiantly. Middle back releases, and then deeper and lower back releasing. As all the muscles, tissues, fibers of the entire back area are soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And then from lower back, let's send this comforting, oh so calming and comforting, that sensation, let's send it all the way down backside of body to feet again. So that in a moment or two, we're going to take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. Not yet, I'll tell you when, but when we do, you're going to become twice as comfortable as you already are. So just simply place your attention at the base of your neck. And then let it flow up across the back of your head, up to around the crown, circling around, drifting down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and letting go. And now take that one big, deep cleansing breath in and release and become twice as comfortable as you already are. And simply drifting now, deeper and deeper into comfort. Wonder what might occur if we were in a kind of way to imagine that we could reforge through the healing archetypal life forces, as though in some way, somehow, those healing archetypal life forces, those elemental experiences, could bring about something more that could assist in your progress forward, that could assist in ways that help move you forward more positively, that could assist you in imaging about yourself. Or to imagine even if to merge with any one of those healing archetypal life forces might mean to really discover from the inside out about them. And how would it feel to let the feeling of any one or all of them to flow through your whole body, mind? And what could the gift be from merging with or exploring each one of those forces? Well, it might take a little bit of confidence, some sort of self-assured resiliency, that the powers of your imagination are great and that anything can happen in your imagination as you allow for it. And the power of the mind is so vast and so great. What if it could be to imagine it so that it could really have a positive effect for your whole being? So let's take that stance at the top of your symbolic staircase, and perhaps you might like to bring along a guide of sorts, some sort of wise something, perhaps an image that stands for your own inner wisdom. There are many you've explored with. Some of you have angels or wizards. Some of you have that wise something or a sage or some sort of knowing that there is that something within that knows you well, that comes forward as an image, stands with you at the top of your symbolic staircase to increase strengthening your whole experience for discovering more. And so allow that. And for those of you who would rather simply have the crystal with you as a tool for support, you can do that or have both. It's entirely up to you. And you know best for you. So there you are, in strength and confidence, a radiantly healthy you, wondering about what if more could be radiantly healthy, what more could come from connecting with the healing archetypal life forces that are. So with the wise one and or your crystal or both, we're going to reinforce all these ideas in a positive way with every step down. The left foot first, now at 20. Going down 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Drifting deeper now. Any negatives have completely dissipated, disintegrated, and you are flowing forward into the positive domain with the door of your imagination opening wider now. Where at first, with your wise or your crystal with you, or both, just begin to pay attention a little bit more to your breathing again, as we did at the beginning of today's experience. And again, just notice the gentle air moving in and out of your body. And with each breath, begin to notice the air that you're taking in, how the clean, clear air can oxygenate your body. Your body that is made up of millions of tightly packed atoms. All the energy that is you and that air is beginning to fill some of the space between the atoms. Yes, the air finds pockets of space between the energy atoms. And as you continue this body scan of comfort from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're becoming more and more aware of positive intention here. What if you could visualize and imagine as though your body is spreading out? The air you are taking in is comforting you and at the same time stretching you out. Finding the space between the atoms of you and spreading you. The you that is always you is intact, that central core of you. But the body is beginning to get stretched and lighter into some strands of lightness, so that the idea of merging with any one of the elemental archetypal forces in your imagination becomes possible. The energy of the body, you, merging with the energy of air, of earth, of fire, and water. Well, it does seem entirely possible in the realm of the imagination. And now, as you take three big, deep breaths, once again, these are helping you to go to an even deeper level of comfort. And you're allowing yourself now, on these three more deep breaths, to take you to a state of comfort that is triple the strength to what you are already feeling now. And so, as if in a dream, the awareness is that the body you seems very stretched, light, in strands of lightness, and lighter than the very air that has molded you into these strands of lightness. And in this sense of lightness, still using that powerful mind and brain of yours to imagine yourself up on a mountaintop, high atop a mountain, somewhere in nature, on a mountaintop at twilight, where the image of a campfire burns warmly alongside the still calm of a beautiful mountain lake. Now, the core of you that is always you through all time is, of course, intact. The body you seems spread very lightly, with lots of space all around, all through, and in between the energy atoms that are the core of you. It's as if now any or all of your senses are intensely heightened and now available to you in this imagining as easily it comes. All that is about this sacred mountain lake area, the air, the earth, the fire, and the water. The body you begins to breathe it all in and make your way through, becoming at one with each elemental archetypal force. And you can decide in your imagination what, how, when, and if this takes place. So just begin to notice with any or all of your senses as you begin to merge with each, if you merge with each, and as you discover each elemental archetypal force, as you feel each, you begin to notice what the gift is for you in air, in earth, in fire, and in water. Some of you might like to spend time in one or two of the archetypes. Some of you will allow yourself to go through all four. It's up to you. But give yourself some silence and stillness to imagine in your strands of the body you lightness now, as though you could merge with the earth or the water or the air or even that campfire. And what you find, what you discover, and what is the gift. Some flowing through certain archetypes might seem easier than others, and maybe all the same easy. For you know we are of the earth, so earth might feel very easy and effortless, connecting deep into the earth. And knowing how much percent of our bodies are water, flowing into the water and becoming at one with it could be very interesting. And what might be the experience of joining with fire? And how does it fuel you? And what's the gift in it? And of course, the strands of lightness of you merging with the air. What might it be like on the breeze and in the breeze, as though you are the breeze, moving here, moving there, and all around? What's the gift that each of them bring to you? Knowing you are completely secure in every way, for you have your crystal or you have your wise something with you. Taking a few more moments to just imagine what it might be like for you to merge with each one of these archetypal life forces and what they mean to you and what each one brings to you, to your life, to your whole personhood. What's the gift? And if you were going to tell a friend later what came to you by discovering and merging with each one of these archetypal life forces, wonder what might be the gift from the earth. And just really let yourself know it and what it might mean to you. So that if you were to share this with a friend later, you could. And maybe even remind yourself how interesting the gift is from the earth. And what about the air? What about the air? Wonder what the gift is from the air and what you might have experienced that really allows you to know the gift is yours and the importance of it in your life right now. And then what is the experience of the fire and the elemental life force of fire that essentially becomes known by you, and what is the meaning of it? What is the gift that fire, that elemental life force, what does it bring to you? What does it give you as you flow through and come to know it even more? And finally, water. What is it like to merge with the water and to really allow yourself to be at one with it, at one with the water, and discovering what is the gift that has come to you from water? And so when you are complete in your discovering process, we do at some point want to be coming back and back and back and back into our tightly packed atoms. So first do begin to make sure that you're pulling your strands of lightness back into the body you lightness. And next, bring your body, you, back to its knowing of tightly packed atoms of energy. The physical you that you are familiar with. Back and back and back into the physical you that you are so familiar with. And so wherever you are in this sacred mountain lake area, there's probably somewhere a cabin in this mountaintop area, that as you've brought yourself back into your knowing of your whole physical body, you and the strands of lightness, having sort of reforged yourself through these healing archetypal life forces that you've merged with, and now are back into the tightly packed atoms of energy of you, let yourself find that cabin. So if you're down at the lake, it just simply means walking up the hill a little bit, getting to the cabin. Maybe you're right outside the cabin door. But allow yourself to find it. The door is open for you. And there's a little dish on a table in the middle of the room in front of a sofa. And there's something in that covered dish for you. It could be a note, a message. It might be something more. It could be a quality or a gem. not sure, but you know you'll find what's just right for you for today. And you might have the sense of your gentle guide who's with you, that inner wisdom, something, that sage, that wise one, or maybe your crystal. Because if you're not quite clear what the message is for you in the covered dish on the little table in the middle of the cabin, you can shine your crystal on it to know more. And you just stretch out on that sofa in the cabin of your sacred mountain lake area on top of the mountain, yet you're within the cabin now, secure and comfortable in every way. And you're just letting all the information that was yours to come to you, the gifts from air and fire and earth and water, and the little something that was there for you in the covered dish on the table in the cabin. Soaking it all up, taking it deep within, and allowing this journey for today to speak to you in a positive way, as all the images that have come certainly appreciate that you reforged yourself through all those archetypal healing life forces. It's been known that that process says something about a newly sort of awakening to something greater and beyond by reforging yourself. And in this resting, in this comforting, just appreciating your whole being, your body, mind, your mind, appreciating your imagination as the images all appreciate you for being willing to take the journey. And you come back now into where you are now, leaving the cabin, but yet bringing with you all the gifts that you've received, and into the oneness and the whole integration of being yourself again, newly made new, a reviving of the wholeness of you, a rejuvenating of you, a restoration of you, a coming awakened to the new you, in a sense of really knowing something more of the goodness is here within you now, feeling the sense of the here and now, finding yourself where you've placed yourself in the room that you know, and in this full, complete, comfortable relaxation, we just drift a little deeper, taking the good, the positive, and the true of this experience a little deeper to be reinforced now at zero. And then beginning to come up and out and bring back the importance of what you found in this elemental archetypal healing journey. And so at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release, as we begin to come up and out, bring back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now. To realizing where you are, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert.